Hey there, welcome to the Biz Under Construction podcast. I'm Cora Lee, and this is the podcast for women business owners in the construction industry that struggle knowing how their business is doing, are working nonstop, and don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. So whether you're just starting out or you want to take your construction business to the next level, let me tell you, as a woman with 25 years in the construction industry, including 15 years as a business owner, I can help. This show is going to help you make more money, finally stop working 7 days a week, and actually be able to take a bloody vacation. So let's get to work. Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for being here with us today. Today, we actually have a couple of guests on the same show, which I'm really excited because this is the first time I've had more than one. I have Cheryl Albarico and Celeste Anthony Johnson with me from the Atlanta chapter of NAWIC. And let me just do some quick introductions for you, and then we will jump into our conversation. With dual BAs in architecture and interior design, Cheryl Albarico brings a unique perspective and 20 years of industry experience to her role as Vice President of Business Development and Marketing at Aegis Construction Corp, a certified minority-owned construction and design company. Her sales strategies are rooted in building lasting relationships with both new and existing clients. Before joining Aegis, Cheryl served as sales director for a platinum steelcase dealership in Silicon Valley, managing a team of 18 and overseeing accounts such as Apple, AT&T, and Illumina. She also worked as Steelcase's strategic account manager for Southern California's largest dealer, focusing on sales and strategy for major local and global accounts. At Aegis, Cheryl is committed to expanding the company's industry presence by fostering strategic partnerships and strengthening client relationships. Aegis Construction Corporation operates primarily within southeastern United States with a diverse portfolio that includes industrial, commercial, government, K-12, higher education, healthcare facilities, religious, retail, multi-unit, mixed-use, multi-purpose, senior living, and student housing projects. Cheryl, is the only thing they don't do sounds like residential. They do a lot of things.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Celeste, welcome. Celeste Anthony Johnson has been in the electrical industry for over 4 years, managing the accounting and financial management divisions of IEC Atlanta, IEC Georgia, and Georgia Industry Foundation for Training. She loves the work and commitment of the IEC in training future electricians. Her greatest joy has been using prior corporate and banking experience to build the accounting, finance, and administrative areas of the organizations to which she has continued to build her career, and to also use the knowledge to recommend and implement procedural changes to increase organizational efficiency. Celeste is excited to have joined NAWIC in the spring of 2022 and enjoys the opportunity to serve, learn from, and collaborate with women in the construction industry. In her spare time, she enjoys the arts, outdoor activities, and spending time with her family. Mm-hmm. Cheryl, Celeste, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
I'm excited about this conversation because here we are, we're nearing WIC Week 2024, and WIC Week is Women in Construction Week. And this is something we celebrate at least all over North America, if not, I'm sure, probably worldwide. Mm-hmm. And I know with Atlanta being the biggest chapter of NAWIC, which we want to celebrate and discuss and really talk about what it is that as the biggest chapter, what do you guys do to celebrate WIC Week, and how can we help you, support you, and promote the activities that are happening? So let's start with, we did the bios, but let's do a little introduction. I would love to hear, one, how you started in this industry. How did you get into construction? And then two, what your position or role is with NAWIC. Celeste, how about we start with you?
All right. Wonderful. So I actually got into the construction industry kind of in an interesting way. My background has been in corporate and also in banking. And so I did a segue from that into nonprofit management. And so for many years, I worked with organizations that provided housing, supportive housing services mm-hmm. for people that were homeless, unhoused, mm-hmm. and also for people that were unhoused and living with HIV and AIDS. So I made the segue into the Independent Electrical Contractors because, as a trade association, the organization is a nonprofit. It's a nonprofit organization, and so a lot of the administrative, a lot of the accounting, a lot of the financial, the business aspects of it are ran as a nonprofit. And so, so there was an opportunity at Independent Electrical Contractors for a controller, and I was recommended for that position through through an accounting firm that I've worked with in the past. And so it's been wonderful being able to bring that nonprofit experience and also the experience in housing to the organization, because Independent Electrical Contractors is a trade association, a merit-based, a merit shop organization with electrical contractors. But also one of the main things we do is we have an apprenticeship program. And then is an apprenticeship program that is certified through the Department of Labor that allows people to come in to either do a 2-year program, depending on their level of experience, or a 4-year program, at which case they get on the job training with electrical contractors, and then they get their apprenticeship or in class training and schooling through the Independent Electrical Contractors. And so we help support those individuals as they're reaching towards their goal of becoming certified electricians through our program. And so, like I said, so it's been amazing being able to be here, being able to be a part of this movement. We currently have over 1,000 students.
Oh, wow.
And we actually handle Atlanta. We support Atlanta as well as Georgia and other areas outside of the metropolitan Atlanta region. And so so being able to bring that experience into this organization, especially at this time of significant growth, has been amazing. And being able to be introduced to the construction industry and being able to just learn a lot about the industry through my work here with the Independent Electrical Contractors.
And so what's your role with NAWIC? How did you get into being a member of NAWIC?
Right. So I am first I'm the controller at the Independent Electrical Contractors, and so I was introduced to NAWIC after being here with Independent Electrical Contractors for a few years. I wanted to actually get out and find some organizations that that supported the construction industry, so NAWIC was actually recommended to me by one of our current staff members who used to be a part of NAWIC some years ago. So I sought out NAWIC and went to the meetings and became extremely excited about the opportunities, excited about the women that I met, and excited about the commitment and the work that the organization was doing to empower women in the construction industry. And it also gave us an opportunity because we are in a male-dominated industry, gives us an opportunity to come. It gave me an opportunity to come together with other women in the industry, and be able to bounce different ideas off of, and just be inspired by the work of the women in the organization.
I guess we should clarify NAWIC stands for the National Association for Women in Construction. Here in Canada, we have CAWIC, which we kind of spun off from NAWIC, I think over 40 years ago, or right around 40 years ago, which is the Canadian Association for Women in Construction. I guess we throw around that acronym like everybody knows what it is, but I just wanted to
You're
clarify that just
good.
in case. Yes. Well, thank you. Cheryl, how about you? How did you get into the construction industry and then your membership and subsequent involvement with NAWIC?
So I'm actually Canadian. I live in the States right now, but I grew up in Toronto area, and no exaggeration, everybody in my family who's male is in the construction industry. And I grew up saying, I'm never doing this. I'm getting far away from this. So I studied, like you said, architecture and interior design. And then full circle, now I'm working for a minority construction company. And, my whole purpose in life is supporting not only women in construction, but minority subs or anybody else that's a minority business. And NAWIC is, I don't know, you said that we're one of the largest. There's 115 chapters. So I heard about NAWIC and I was like, I got to be part of this. I'm also part of other organizations like CREW, which is Women in Real Estate, and some of the other ones as well. But NAWIC has a great organization, and we're mentoring the new generation that are coming in. And Celeste even mentioned, like, there's a shortage of labor, and there's so many women that are out there that, I never saw women in construction growing up. That was unheard of. I even asked my dad. I used to go out on the job sites, and he's like, "Nope, you can never do this. You can't be a plumber. You can't be an electrician." We can't say that anymore. We're seeing a lot, So, the organization does support the new generation that are coming into the workforce, and we have reverse mentors as well. I have a couple of mentees that are teaching me new things in construction. And it's just such an exciting time right now. So I'm proud to be part of it, and it's growing. And it's growing for the men that are also supporting us as well too.
Which is nice. And you say where there's a lot of us. I guess it's a relative, because I remember when I started out on construction sites, and this is probably 20, 30, closer to 30 years ago. Whenever I saw a female on site, I'd be like, oh my word. Like it was shocking. So yeah, it was very unusual. And at the same time, I think there's not quite a lot of us yet. However, the numbers I think are growing. It's not as unusual to see. Which I had kind of had a question for you, Celeste, with regards to your 1,000 apprentices at the IEC. Do you know what kind of percentage is female? Just out of curiosity.
Actually, the percentage is very small.
Yeah.
So,
Not
of
much.
our students, I think we may have a handful of women. We have actually a few women that are actually instructors as well. And we have we have someone that's going to be starting with us very soon. But one of the things that the IEC has been doing is making a commitment to bringing more women into the industry by way of instructors, electrical instructors, as well as recruitment of women in our in the workforce recruitment arena as well.
And so, what are they doing to meet that?
So, so we have a workforce recruiter for Atlanta and also for Georgia. And so they actually go out to a lot of the schools. They actually go out to the Skills USA challenges as well. And so in doing that, not only are they reaching out to the male students, they're also consciously reaching out to the female students as well and letting them know that there are careers available in the industry.
But wouldn't you say, Celeste, the stigma around women working in construction has reduced drastically? I would say it's not unheard of seeing, a job site with a lot of women on it too, in the
Yeah,
field.
and one of the things I think that is helpful within a training arena is having women instructors. Because when women come in and they can see instructors that look like them, and that they can have, to mentor them, to go in, and ask questions, I think that that's one of the crucial areas that is a avenue for being able to bring more women into the industry.
And
Absolutely.
also the pay gap too is it's better in construction than other industries like
Absolutely.
architecture, and it's relatively small compared to other, because there's so many people that are entering the field, and it's a lot easier to enter them at the same pay as men. It's not equal yet, but it's better than other industries.
It is that I mean, I've certainly seen that and heard that it's not as bad as other industries, and we still need to do better. Just
We need to
sort
do
of makes
better.
sense. Yes. So, Cheryl, Your position with NAWIC is what? Are you a member or are you a how? What is your position with
So I
NAWIC?
am a member. This is my second year, and then I'm on the board as well as one of the directors, and I'm a mentor as well.
Okay, and so with WIC Week, with the biggest chapter in Georgia, what, or actually biggest chapter being located in Georgia, and what are you guys doing to promote, whether it be, women in construction or bringing women in, the current ones, or bringing ones in? What do you guys have going on?
Well, we are extremely excited for this year. We have three main events here in Atlanta, in the Atlanta region. We will as and there are also national events, most of which are virtual, and we'll share those with you as well before we finish up the podcast. But one of our we have two signature events. One is the WIC Industry Leaders Luncheon, and that is in partnership with NAWIC, and that event is hosted by Independent Electrical Contractors. This in the past we've done panelists, the luncheon and panelists that have been that has been amazing. This year we're excited to have a guest speaker, Dr. Iris Horsey, who is an instructor in construction building at Kennesaw University. She's also an instructor at Georgia Tech as well. She is the first African American woman to graduate with a PhD in construction management or construction building from Georgia Tech University. And so she is committed to diversity in the construction industry. She comes with a wealth of knowledge, and she is currently the with Procore, and she is a director at Procore, at the Procore Foundation. And so we are excited to have her as the guest speaker. This year's theme for WIC Week is Keys to the Future.
Future.
And she will be speaking regarding keys to the future, but how contractors can galvanize their labor and meet some of their labor shortages by galvanizing and recruiting women into the industry from the field level as well as to the boardroom. So we're extremely excited for
And Celeste,
Dr. Horsey
just
to be joining us. Yes.
to chime in too, Procore is a software company
Okay.
that most everybody uses. It's for project management and communicating. So when we talk about innovation, they are probably the most innovative company in the market right now for software and construction.
Yes. So interesting
And
that you
then
say, oh, go ahead.
we also have the high hard hats and high heels gala. That's the Friday evening. That's Friday, March the 8th.
Correct.
And that's at the Dunwoody Country Club Ballroom. And it starts at 5:30. But we also are going to have a fashion show with women companies that make, clothing for the construction industry for women. So that
Because
should be
there are
fun
a few
too.
of them now, which is exciting.
Yeah,
There are,
and we have to
quite a
wear.
few that are
We want to
actually
look good
filling
and
that
we want it to,
yeah.
yeah,
Yes.
feeling
All
good.
right.
So, and then there's dancing and entertainment and raffles and things like that. Last year we had a blast doing it. So, and then what's our community outreach for Saturday?
So the community outreach, and this is for March the 9th. It is a Seek to Serve partnership with Trees Atlanta, in which case we'll be partnering with Trees Atlanta for tree planting at a park here in Atlanta called Chastain Park. And then and I'll back up that WIC Industry Leaders Luncheon is on I don't know if I said the date or not, but that's on March the 5th at Maggiano's, for those that are in Atlanta, at Maggiano's at Cumberland. And we have all that information and registration available on our website.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure I put a link in the notes so that people can get to that easily.
Okay.
And
Also
so,
on
go ahead.
Friday, it's Wear Red Day. And so a lot of, in my company specifically, all the gentlemen, the men in the field wore red and took pictures and posted it and said, "This is for our women in construction to support you and show that we love you and we support you." So that was a nice little,
Oh, that's nice. And that's
yeah.
Friday, March. What's the what is
It
the
the
date?
8th, March the
The
8th.
8th.
Yeah,
Okay.
so wear red.
Wear red. Nice. I want to go back to what you said. We're talking about Celeste there with recruiting and helping women get from the field to the boardroom. And I think that this is a really, it's you just kind of glossed over it. And at the same time, I think this is a conversation that needs to be had because, NAWIC's, one of their things is, of course, supporting women in this industry to help them break the glass ceiling and to go further in their careers. And what we've seen in this industry is women are not filling leadership roles like we need them to. So expand more a little on that if you can. Like, just what does that look like for them to be supporting women to get to those roles? How do women get to those roles? What does it take?
I think part of it is within the industry, for our business owners, the directors. I think it's important as for company culture to make a commitment to bringing the best people into the positions and to open up and be open to women, to grooming women in the industry and preparing them for the next steps, for the next steps, for the next steps. Because oftentimes it's easier to do that and make those kind of decisions with people that you may socialize with, that you may go play golf with, that you may go drinking with after, after work or whatever. And oftentimes that may not necessarily be women. So looking outside of the standard box and really culturally within the organizations, making a commitment to bringing women in and to also cultivating them and preparing them for the next steps in leadership and management.
So Cheryl, because you have a, you're in a leadership role with your company, what did your progression to get there look like? And did you feel as though you ever, did you have resistance as you grew or climbed up the ladder? Like, what was your
I've been very,
experience getting there?
very fortunate in my career. I've been supported. In fact, it's the males that are pushing me to say, you should go for this. You should go for this. And, I don't know what the research is exactly, but I know if for women, they don't go for jobs if they only know 80% of the job, whereas men go for it if they know 60%. So I kind of felt that way too. I was like, maybe I don't know enough about construction or I don't know enough about this. And I've always had male leaders saying, you should go for it. You should be in that role. But I have to tell you, when I'm in, an OAC meeting or meetings pertaining to like clients, or I'm probably the only female in the room a lot of the times. And, that has to change. That it's nice. It's nice. When I see another woman in the room, I might go sit beside her and be like, okay, let's support each other. But I have to tell you, it's the men that are saying you need to, a seat at the table, make your own seat, right? And I'm lucky because I have the 2 degrees behind me. I think if I didn't have those degrees and, growing up in construction, it probably wouldn't have been as easy.
Oh, really?
So,
That's
yeah.
interesting. Now, do you think that like do you Because I always think everything's about mindset. I think that, you get what you expect and all of those things. Because I hear the opposite to be true, which is, I shouldn't say the opposite to be true. I hear a lot of people say that they don't go for those things because they feel like they don't qualify because they don't have the piece of paper necessarily. So it's interesting that you feel as though, because I always tell people, I said, well, if you think that you're going to be restricted by that, then you will be. However, if you recognize the value in your experience and all the things that you've done, then you are just as capable. And coming from you, what I hear is, that paper maybe actually was helpful.
But that's why you're a career coach too. That's really good advice. No, I think having my degree, a lot of the times in the room, some of these people don't have degrees and they made it and they're leaders, right? So it's given me, my own confidence too, to say I have the right to be here, right?
Yeah, and I could see that for sure.
And then also being, living in different countries and having different perspectives, I think people also that respect me to say, like, great for you that you picked up and moved to Turkey, you picked up and moved to Rome, that's helped me a lot too in the field and in the boardroom.
It reminds me of, are you guys familiar with Jennifer Todd? She's quite big on social media platforms, and she's a speaker. She owns a contracting company, but she's also a lawyer and she's also an engineer. And it reminds me of that because she felt as though she needed to be certified in these things in order to kind of legitimize herself as the business owner that she was. So, I mean, she's done a lot of different things to, support her own growth. So
Her own
it's an
growth.
interesting
And,
conversation.
growing up too, with my dad was a sub, he was a drywaller and tile. I saw the way that he got treated sometimes. So I think I do have a lot of empathy for my subs when I'm on the job site. I always ask how their family is. I care. I want, and so I think that's helped me, growing up with that and seeing people differently, saying, I need our subs are the most important people on the job site, right? And they're usually the last ones to talk to our clients as well too. So, having that empathy and respect for them too, I think that's helped me in my career.
That's interesting. So let's get back onto WIC Week that's coming up, and just the role that NAWIC is playing in supporting women in their careers, in their growth, in their entry, NAWIC as a whole, not necessarily just with regards to Women in Construction Week. What do you see NAWIC doing to support women outside of WIC Week? Either one of you can answer.
So our chapter actually on an ongoing basis, man, probably monthly, we do have monthly business meetings. We also have diversity, equity, and inclusion sessions and seminars. We have professional belt development seminars and panels. And so we're actually pretty busy. So probably on any given month, we have all kind of educational and supportive meetings and seminars and workshops for that are open to our members and for non-members to come in and to not only network but to be able to get just additional information, additional support, and also be able to meet women who are at different levels in different companies and hopefully, make connections. Hopefully, if someone is looking for and in need of a mentor, being able to make a connection there and form relationships that are not only crucial in our professional lives, but also crucial in our personal lives as well,
Absolutely.
because when we're able to get together and understand, what we're doing from an industry standpoint, but to also be able to be there and to be a shoulder to lean on when we're juggling family and jobs and children
Yes.
and life stuff, that can
Yes. And
sometimes become
it's yeah.
overwhelming. Yeah,
Yes.
to have that support is amazing.
And most importantly, what I love, what I get out of it's a safe place that I can go there and vent and talk to other women and say, I have this situation. How should I handle it? It's awareness, right? And then learning from others, others' experiences too.
Now, is there, just out of curiosity, is there that easy access? Like, do is I don't know, because KWIC here is not as big and not as active yet as you guys are down there. Is there a means or a way of staying connected within your chapter between meetings? Like, is there some sort of platform where you can ask questions or reach out? Or is it more just personal connections that you make and you happen to have somebody's phone number so you can text them? Like, how do those connections maintain between meetings, or do they?
So I would say that concept of a platform is great, and maybe that's something that we can look at doing in the future to be able to connect outside of our meeting times. But I think most of the time, I know for me, it's making those personal connections when we meet, during the meetings and everything, and then just connecting either through phone, through text or emails, throughout the month, has been one of the things that I've seen and one of the things that I've done.
And what about you, Cheryl?
Well, and Celeste is part of this too. We have a joint, text message that the board is on too, and we all text each other, just news and things that are going on in our market specifically. If there's, something like Spelman, which is a historic Black college, they had a, they celebrated that most of the people on the field were in the field were women.
I'll just say that we had a technical glitch and now we're back. So we'll carry on with the conversation. Cheryl, one of the things I was actually going to ask you brought up mentors and reverse mentoring, where your mentee is teaching you. And I think that that's something that we don't hear enough about, or, well, actually, we hear a lot about in the need for mentoring and another thing called sponsorship that we've been hearing a lot more about as well. What are your thoughts, just in general, on the role of mentorship for, the women coming into our industry, or even for the young men coming into our industry as well? What do you think the condition of
Sure.
mentorship is right now?
I mentor somebody right now, and she's in her early 20s, and she keeps on saying to me, "I don't want to mentor anybody because I don't have anything to offer." And I'm like, "Don't say that. Everybody has something to offer." I learn from my reverse mentees all the time about technology, like the new ways of saying certain things, just things that are out there, tech, new companies. So, I know when you're younger, you're thinking, "I don't have a lot to give. I need to learn from other people," but you do. Everybody has something to give, and you don't realize how much you get out of mentoring people as well too. There's just such a level of vulnerability when you mentor somebody too, and it's been invaluable in my career. And so everybody who I meet who's coming out of college, I'm like, "Do you have a mentee or a mentor?" And they're like, "Oh, I never thought about that." And I'm like, there's so many organizations that support it. And I would say NAWIC does it, and it's organic in a sense. Like, you get to pick somebody, which I think is a nicer way of doing it because it's not as intimidating. Did I answer your question?
I think that's interesting that you pick your own, or that it's kind of like a an organic process here. I'm a mentor within KWIC. At least I was when they kicked off the program a couple of years ago, and I had a mentee, and we went through helped her reach some goals that she was striving for. And I haven't heard much more from the program since then. And so I think that it's interesting that it's just organic, where ours was like, well, they had sort of everybody fill out a questionnaire and kind of match people up that way. So interesting.
I think
Celeste, what about you?
we're
Oh,
not
go,
there
sorry.
yet. I just think that we're not there yet. We've done it organically just because, people have gotten together. Whereas like in CREW or ULI, it's very, this person needs to match up with that person for this reason. This has been more, how do you feel about that person? Or do you feel comfortable asking them?
And so, Celeste, what about you? What has your experience been with, and especially, I guess, with the IEC? Do they have mentorship programs as well? And what are your observations on that type of relationship?
So I think that the relationship with mentee and mentors, I think, is very important, because it does give you an opportunity to engage and bounce, bounce different things off of. So within the IEC now, with that question, are you talking in reference to the apprenticeship, sort of like the apprenticeship program, or just kind of
Well, just
all
in general,
overall?
like how what the role of mentorship is within, whether it be the IEC or with NAWIC, or just sort of your experience and your observations of, mentorship within the industry.
So I can say that with IEC, we have like over 100 chapters. Independent Electrical Contractors, we have over 100 chapters throughout the country, and there are opportunities at different of the conferences, business summits, also at the national conference. to engage with women who are in the industry. And they are, I found the women to be open and receptive to engaging and also to developing relationships for those that actually kind of seek it. I know that I recently attended a business summit, and there was a there was actually a session that we had for women in the industry, in the electrical industry. And so that was pretty powerful because we sort of had round table breakouts and had an opportunity to kind of discuss what women are doing in order to maintain like kind of like self-care, the challenges that women are facing, the outlooks for women in the industry. And the wonderful thing about that is that, you had some women owners that, maybe had were contractors and or maybe like kind of young in the industry. But then we had some more seasoned women there as well who have had their companies for 25 years or so, companies that may have been passed down through the family. And so
Family
to be
important.
able, to be able to have that kind of insight and access to that experience was really nice. And then after the individual roundtable discussions, we sort of came together as a group and talked about some of the outcomes from that. So I think that that the information that came out of it was very useful. And very powerful. They gave an opportunity for some connections to happen there outside of a formal mentor mentee type of program.
Right. I like how you say seasoned.
Yes.
Seasoned business owners. That's nice.
That's that that's
I just want to point out, you said there's over 100 chapters of the IEC. Yet there's 117 chapters of NAWIC. Is very close, if not more, in NAWIC than IEC, which I find very encouraging. Like, to me, that is, it'd be interesting to see what the actual numbers are. Because there's 117, I think, that you said at the beginning with NAWIC. And I think the, to know that they're comparing just the two different groups, I don't know, encouraging, I think, to see
It's
that
encouraging.
there's so many chapters of, NAWIC.
Yeah, and I may
And
be
we,
I was going to say I may be understating that and I can confirm
it's just
that
kind of
yeah, but
I was
I
just
know
like,
it's
oh,
over
that's interesting. Yeah.
100 chapters.
Yeah. What were you gonna say, Cheryl?
I was going to say, I think NAWIC, like I said, I've been for 2 years in the Atlanta chapter, and I think they've we grew by something like double digits, right,
Oh, wow.
Celeste, in the last
Over
couple of years.
the.
So we're doing a really good job of getting out there and calling the general contractors and saying, did you know about this? Do you want to send somebody from your office to one of our events for free? So we've done a really good job of getting people included in it. And a lot of the firms are using it as, professional development.
Right. Yeah, I guess,
So
when people know about it, then, they're more, of course, inclined to
it's
use it.
common.
So, yeah.
Okay, and then I'll let me also just I just kind of look real quick. Okay, so in the IEC we have over 50 chapters, but we have over 3,300 members
Okay.
nationwide.
The chapters are just bigger.
Yes.
Yeah. So, let's go back to I want to wrap up with just again kind of reviewing, what we're here to do. We're here to promote, women in construction, the Women in Construction Week, NAWIC in general, and those relationships. What do you want to share with the audience that you think is really important and we haven't covered yet, just about these, whether it be women in construction in general, about the week in celebration of, or with NAWIC? Either one of you can go first. Or did we do a really good job at covering everything?
No, I was waiting, Celeste. I always cut out.
I
Because I'm such a talker, and I'm always like, let Celeste talk, let Celeste talk.
Well, you're doing a very good job then.
Yeah.
Trying not to talk too much.
So if anything, I'd this is the 26th year for the celebration of WIC Week. And that's Women in Construction Week by NAWIC, National Association of Women in Construction. So this is the 26th year. And so our goal is that as with each year that we sort of galvanize and get more and more people involved in WIC Week. And that's not just from the standpoint of our members, but also from the standpoint of companies, contractors that are in the industry. So starting to get some of these the general contractors and some of the other companies, just starting to get them involved where the companies recognize women in construction, they recognize WIC Week, and maybe have some way of acknowledging those women within their individual businesses, having a luncheon or having some type of way to recognize the women and their impact and what they bring to the not only to the industry but to the individual businesses. And so for us to sort of like move out of what we're doing from a chapter standpoint, but to really begin to make this sort of like a something that's like nationally known, that it's not just us in NAWIC that know about WIC Week, but where it becomes an integral part of of business of the construction industry. Part of that is that we did receive a proclamation from the state of Georgia recognizing WIC Week. I think that that is a wonderful way to begin to step outside of the box and step outside of our chapter to inform more people about Women in Construction Week, WIC Week, and the importance of it. And so we're pretty excited about that proclamation from the state of Georgia.
That is a great start.
That's great. Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm more like boots on the ground. It's like I am so proud of being in NAWIC, and I just saw some pavers, and I walk over to them, and I was like, "Hey guys, tell me about your company." And they're a minority business, and I was like, "Do you have girls in your family?" And they're like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "This is WIC week. This is they can come out." And I've had very candid conversations with a lot of these subs, and they're like, "I have a daughter, but I didn't think that she could take over our construction business because it's not supported." And I'm like, "Get them to come out, have them come with me." And so that's kind of my mission is just awareness, right? And excitement too, that it's not that the boy has to take over your business now. It's there's women can do it too. And one guy said to me, he's like, "My daughter's way more responsible." I'm like, "Of course she is."
That's why we need more of them.
You're right. Yes.
So anywhere I can say it, if I see somebody with a hard hat on, I'm talking about it, and celebrating it.
And one thing I wanted to add, just listening to Cheryl, is in Atlanta with WIC Week, the partnership that NAWIC is doing with the independent electrical contractors, because what happens at that luncheon is that we have our NAWIC members and guests that are there, but last year we had over 120 people that came out to the event. Probably about 50% of those were NAWIC guests. The other 50% were electrical contractors and partners. And so having events like that that sort of bring that merge and bring those two together. And so there were a lot of good questions that came out of that from those electrical contractors about ways, about, hey, I never really thought about this. But being able, like I said, to bring that merger together, to bring that partnership together, just kind of opened the door for more conversations and opened the door for more awareness for those contractors that were there. to maybe look at ways of implementing WIC Week within their own companies, but also in and I actually had someone that asked me a question. They're like, well, how do we really look at bringing more women, into the industry? One of those is by actually speaking to women that are in the industry. Another thing is that when the male contractors or with other male contractors, them actually speaking about women in construction, about WIC Week, and talking about it in their circles, because sometimes those are circles that we may not necessarily be in, or conversations that we may not necessarily be a part of. But if we have our male counterparts that are supportive of the work of NAWIC, of WIC Week, and for them to have those conversations with their peers and with others in the industry, then oftentimes it's sort of like that word of mouth thing, and allowing that to also be a way of introducing folks to women in construction, to NAWIC, to bring in women in construction. How do we do that? How do we support them? How do we retain women in construction? How do we make the environment one that makes a woman want to stay, in
All of those
construction?
very important questions. But Celeste, even remember one of the big general contractors last year during WIC Week, they brought in lunch and they were celebrating the women in construction. And then they ordered from a woman-owned caterer as well too. So it's like anything that touches construction. Or sorry, it was a food truck. And I think it's great to have our allies that support us and have these conversations. And I think that WIC Week is a starting point, and it would be nice to, see this carry on throughout the
Throughout the
year.
year.
Yeah,
I know,
absolutely.
one kind of step at a time, one step at a time. All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I wrap up? All right.
They've been great, great questions too, and you can see why you're such a great advocate of women.
Well, I think that this industry is one that can really provide great career options for people, and it's very satisfying. And I think that we're a long way from making it a there's a lot of work that needs to be done to make it desirable. And I think that when we can make it desirable and the satisfaction that comes with this type of work, I think there's hope for this industry. So, yeah, I am very passionate about it. All right. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate you being here today, and I look forward to promoting and sharing in the word of WIC Week. Did you have something you wanted to add, Celeste?
If it's okay, if I can just add the Atlanta events again.
Oh,
So,
absolutely.
okay, so we
Absolutely.
have the WIC Industry Leaders Luncheon on March the 5th at Maggiano's Cumberland. We also have the Hard Hats, High Heels, Rock the Red Carpet Gala on March the 8th at the Dunwoody Country Club. And we also have the Seek to Serve tree planting at Chastain Park in partnership with Trees Atlanta on March the 9th. All of this information can be found on our website at NAWIC, NAWIC Atlanta, spelled out, .org, under events. And also, we want to just let everybody know that nationally, there's a lot of events that are happening. There's a on Sunday, March the 3rd, there's a virtual kickoff. On Monday, March the 4th, there's a Keys to the Future panel discussion, as well as a DE&I panel discussion. On Tuesday, March the 5th, there's another virtual event that's going on at March the 6th. And then on Thursday, March the 7th, there's a workplace safety virtual session going on, and Friday, leaderships in the industry panel discussion, as well as a call to action on March the 9th. And those national events can be found at WIC, that's WIC week.org, for a schedule of the national events.
Okay, and just to WIC Week is March 3rd to March 9th. And for anybody who is not So lucky to be involved, be close to the Atlanta chapter. I just want to put out there that because there are 117 chapters, there's likely one close to you. So you can just look online. I'm assuming they can go to the NAWIC website to find a chapter near them to get more information as to the events that may be happening locally.
So actually, to find events that are happening locally, they can go to WIC Week. That's WIC Week.org,
Okay.
and there is actually a list of events by region.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, so all of the regions have their events posted, and so you can go out there and look and see what's happening in your area, and go out and support.
Absolutely.
Or
All
wear
right.
red and post it.
Right, or plan an event for your company. If your company's not doing anything, plan something.
There's still time.
Yeah,
Yes.
absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate you
Thank
being
you.
here, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Wonderful. Thank you. We
Okay.
appreciate it.